Hello, how are you? How are you doing? Good morning from the Mindset Muse podcast. This is Didi, your host. A lot of places are opening up and we see so much chaos happening besides the coronavirus. And in the midst of all that, we're still able to function, able to find some peace in everything that's going on. Today, we are talking about goal setting. We have been talking about goal setting from last month onto this month. We're going to be focusing on how to really achieve your things, the things that you want to do. How do we go about getting them done? And we will also touch a little bit on George Floyd and the commotions, all of the commotions that's currently in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. So before we begin, I hope you're doing well. If you're driving to work, please be careful. There's a lot of protests on the streets, highways. It seems like everywhere is being taken by people, and I can't blame them. So just be careful, be safe, you know, go to work and come back to your family safe, go to the store and come back to your family alive. We know that is easier said than done for some people. So just be safe out there, guys. So goal setting. What have I learned from the past couple of episodes that I've put out myself? I have learned two things. Number one, the book reviews that I'm doing, I am actually endorsing these authors for free. And it is not a business, a good or sound business move to be endorsing without any kind of a legitimate sponsorship on their side. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna make this platform a little more about my own knowledge of what I'm doing, and just making it about my voice, creating my own voice here, because that is what a podcast is to empower people to have their own voice and opinion on some things and be able to speak on it. So I will be able to teach the same kind of stuff, but I will not be endorsing authors from here on out without any sponsorship from them. This is for business purposes, among other things. So I'm not gonna be very formal today. I tend to be very bullet point like when I'm speaking, but I'm not gonna be very formal today. Today I just want to talk to you heart to heart as if you were here with me, and I will share with you what I did this the past couple of weeks that I think that, you know, somebody can use if they're actually in the midst of trying to create any legacy, any project for themselves or their children. One of the major things that I always want to accomplish in my life, I want to be able to own land. I want to own land. At least 5 to 10 acres of land here in the States. And so when the pandemic hit, some of us are out of work, so we are, you know, benefiting from the unemployment. So I decided to use that money for something a little more substantial. So what I have done is I have created some projects back home in Africa where I was able to buy land, and the project is on the way. So I buy land there, we start the project there, and then With the revenue, we will be able to buy land here. One of the things that people do not know about the United States of America is that land is not actually as expensive as you would think. Land is actually very, you can buy land under $5,000 sometimes, depending on who's selling it. There are some farmlands that if you find like an old person who's just trying to get rid of it because they're getting old, they will sell it for you. They'll sell it to you for like $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, even less than that. I have known a lady back in Kansas City who bought land for $500. It wasn't a whole lot, but you know, just to give you an idea that the money that we're getting, if you don't have to pay a whole lot of bills, then maybe use that money to start a base and create a legacy for yourself and for your family. So goal setting basically for me is I have an idea and I just jump on it. I don't wait to analyze anything anymore. I used to be one of those people that waits out all of the pros and the cons of everything. I want to analyze the ins and outs. I want to see how much this will cost and all of that. No. I'm not doing that anymore. If I have an idea, when I have an idea, I get up and I do it and I make it happen. That's it. There's no ifs. There's no ands or buts about it. I just get up and I do it and that's it. So that's my secret for goal setting. I just want to get up and do my stuff that I want to do. And one of the struggles that I had was I am a multi-talented person. Now, you will think that it's a blessing in a lot of ways, but there is a lot of people who are multi-talented that are not accomplishing a lot of stuff. I was one of those people because you have so many great ideas, so you try to pursue all of them at once. That is how you fail in life. If you try to pursue too many things at one time, that's how you fail. And that's what I'm learning right now, to condense just one or two ideas or three together under one brand, and each day of the week it will be dedicated to one of the projects. So right now what I'm doing is I have launched a food business where I am selling soya spice and all of my favorite African sauces. So it's called Didi Got the Sauce. Didi Got the Sauce. That's Didi Got the Sauce. If you go to Facebook and you search for Didi Got the Sauce, we are selling soya spice. Soya spice is a peanut-based dry barbecue rub. It's not sweet at all, but it is savory, it is delicious, it is smoky, it's peanut based, so that means that we use peanut powder. The secret isn't the peanut powder. I'm not gonna tell you how to make it because that's my business thing, so I can just share my recipe with you. But the secret is in the peanut powder. If you can achieve the peanut powder a certain way, you have successfully good at making soya. So I'm selling the soya packets. They're 5 ounce packets for $6.99 each, and it's $5 for shipping. If you go there, you send me a message, Didi Got the Sauce, just send a message. You will be able to get your favorite soya packets. Now, these things are very spicy. I have reduced the spice level to the comfort of my audience, and I know that a lot of people don't eat too much pepper as much as we do in Africa here. So I reduced the spice a little bit. So if you buy it and you're African, I highly encourage you to add a little bit of African red chili powder onto your Didi Goddess sauce suya, so that you can be able to enjoy it like it's the street food back home. But I'm doing it for the comfort of people here as well. I'm trying to meet everybody in the middle. Also, excuse me, you can, right now I'm working on two things. I have had some customers who have some special healthy recipe requests. So I'm doing gluten-free. I am also doing low sodium. So, excuse me. So low sodium and gluten-free will be the next two categories that we launch under the Didi Goddess sauce suya spice. So stay tuned. I have ordered some bigger machines for grinding, so they're coming in on Friday. Right now production is just me, myself, and I. Sometimes I might have to hire my dad to help me with the peanut, with the preparation and all of that, maybe packaging. But yeah, I just, you know, got up one day and I posted food that I made home for my family. Everybody loved it. And I was like, well, people were like, are you selling? Do you want, you know, you deliver? And I was like, that's amazing that a lot of people were asking about this suya that I made. So I thought I should turn it into something much more, into a business. So Didi Goddess Sauce was born right there and then. So how do you set your goals? How am I achieving all of these goals? I just get up and do it. I don't think about it anymore. I just get up and do it. And I say, I'm just going to learn as I go. There are some things that I had to do. Of course, I had to get some labels printed for my not labels, for the logo. I had to print like the sign for my logo, because I want the packet to represent the brand, so that when people get it, they open it, they know where it's coming from. I like that professionalism. I love to be very professional, and I want it to from the get-go be stamped into people's minds that they're eating the Didi Goddess sauce suya spice. Okay, so those are the major things that I'm doing right now, as far as what I'm doing to achieve my goals. Of course, whatever your goal is, if it's you want to reach a certain body type, get up and do it. Don't think about it. I believe that, you know, you can sit there and listen to my podcast all day or night. I can tell you what to do all day or night. That's not going to make a difference, and you know it. Get up and do it. And if there is any kind of roadblock, you will learn as you go, and you will be able to remove it. I believe that when you get up and do something, you're kind of like setting a, you know, disturbing the tide. And I don't know if I'm saying this right. You know how there's like, let's say there's still water, and then you take a little pebble and you dump it in there. It starts to make like a ripple effect. That's how actions work. So when you take any kind of action, the action will start to take a ripple effect. So when you get up and go work out, and when you get up and go to you launch something, it starts to make a ripple effect. The people, the things, and the resources that you need in order to achieve it will begin to show up, because that's how the universe responds to our actions. Okay? So the biggest secret that I will tell you is just get up and do it. Don't think too long. Don't waste your time thinking, analyzing, doing too much market research, all of that. You don't need all of that. Just get up and do it. Get up and do it. Get up and do it. You can do it. You know, so So those are my secrets for goal setting and what I'm doing right now. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the George Floyd situation. I have brothers, I have my boyfriend, I have my father, I have so many friends, cousins. It disturbs me. It disturbs my very being, to see that there are people in this life who find it enjoyable to harm other natural things. There are people who love hunting and killing nature. And they enjoy it. All I could see in that officer's face is the lack of humanity in his face, the lack of the disconnect that he has with the person whose neck he was kneeling on. He has this less than human spirit about him. He has this less than human spirit about him. I'm not going to call him an animal because animals are to be revered. Animals are not that savage. They don't kill just to kill. Some of them kill out of defense. Some of them kill because they really feel threatened. Animals kill for reasons. Today, human beings are killing just for enjoyment. And he really enjoyed killing George Floyd. He had no sense of remorse. So far, I'm looking to hear from him to see if he has any kind of maybe some sort of an apology, maybe some sort of an acknowledgement of what, of what he has done, the caliber of the damage that he has caused to this whole world, everybody, every single nation. You have Indians, you have people from London, you have Canadians, you have government everywhere, people everywhere, all over the world are looking at you, Mr. Chauvin, or however you pronounce your name. They're looking at you, and this is the legacy that you have created for yourself, for your family, and for anybody that's related to you. This should be a lesson. If nothing else, it should be a lesson for those of you who teach your children hate. Those of you who think that it's so smart to sit your child down and teach them to hate another human being, this should be a lesson for you because this is the legacy that they're going to be creating. They may hurt another human being, they may take their life, but they have not won. They're not winning. They will never win. They're losers by definition of that word, loser. Mr. Derek Chauvin is a loser. He's less than a loser. He's a loser. 10 times, 1 million times over. He's a loser, always has been, always will be. His soul will never have a rest. If he leaves this life and goes into another, he will be haunted. He will never, ever have a rest. He will be haunted by the memory of this gentleman. He will be haunted. He will be haunted just like he will be haunted in this life. He will be haunted here. We will haunt him. We will fuck him up. And he will be haunted in the next life, and the next life, and the next life. And his generations will be cursed. He has cursed his grandchildren. He has cursed himself.
He has cursed his grandchildren. He has cursed anybody that's attached to him. His whole spirit, his whole aura is cursed. That is a curse. When you're cheating, you're teaching your children, instructing your children how to hate and how to kill another human being, you're cursing them. You're cursing their souls. You're cursing their spirit. You're cursing yourself. You're cursing your generations to come. You are not blessing them. So go ahead, teach your children to hate. You have not won anything, Derek Chauvin, and anybody who has taught you or sent you to kill George Floyd. Please, Derek Chauvin, know that you are a loser. You will always be a loser. You have not won anything. And people who support you are just as much of losers, just like you. And when and if they come about and try to hurt anybody else, we will fuck them up. We will fuck you up. We are not our ancestors. We do not turn the other cheek. We do not bow down to you. We will fuck you the fuck up. I said that. You heard me. Now, to Mr. Floyd's family, I am deeply, deeply regretful, and I am so sorry that you had to watch that. The last moment of your loved one being choked to death by a less than a human demon. 1% person, maybe, and 99% demon. A demon, a demonic spirit. He was choked down by a demonic spirit, a possessed demonic spirit, and he was taken from you. And for that, I am deeply, deeply, deeply sorry. Peace will reign over Mr. George Floyd. Peace will reign over his spirit. Peace will reign over his body. Floyd, we hear you loud and clear. We hear your anger in the riots. We hear you calling us to avenge you and to ask for justice. And we are doing just that for you, Floyd. We hear your spirit speaking. People who are outraged by the riots, by the way, that's how spirits work. His anger is shown in those riots. His anger, the fact that it wasn't his time to go. George Floyd was very, very mad. He was very mad that the laws of America had choked him and took his life so early and untimely. And George Floyd has spoken through the spirits of the people, and the people have risen. His spirit, his anger is all over the world. Can't you see it? But he's at peace. He's at peace, but he's mad. He's at peace, but he's very angry. And his anger is echoing all over the world. And people are marching because his spirit says so. That's how much he's worth. If you are somebody who think that he's not worth a damn, take a look around. See how many people are asking for a price to be paid for the one who took him. That's how much he's worth. You see his worth now? I hope you can open your eyes and see the chaos that his spirit, the anger that he feels. Look at the chaos that it's creating all over the world. That's how much George Floyd is worth. to his maker. He's worth more than that. He deserves more than that. That's what God is trying to tell you. Less than a human being who think that he's not worth a damn. Look around. He's worth that and then some. Look around. When you die, nobody's gonna care. But we care about George Floyd's life. And his life is worth a damn. He's worth that and then some. Just take a look around. Look at the TV. Look at the news stations. Look at Africa. Look at London. Look at all of Europe. People are outraged because George Floyd's life is worth a damn. Lastly, I'm going to say this. For those of you who think that you're winning by hurting another human being, if you really understand how connected humanity and all of nature is, you wouldn't want to kill a fly. You will think about it twice before you kill a fly. If you really understand the power that you have, if you understood it, when you step on the face of this planet with your foot, you will step softly, delicately, and with so much calculation and diligence and integrity. Those who are hurting others are people who are lost. Their humanity is out the window. They do not understand the caliber of their power. They do not understand what power means. They do not have any power. They feel powerless. They feel less than. And I declare that they are. If you're hurting another being, you are less than. That is a confirmation in case you were looking for it. You are not better, you are less than. That's why you're able to harm another being. You are less than. Okay? In case you were trying to wonder if, oh, I heard him. Ooh, he's really dead. There are some people rejoicing. Are you serious? You're rejoicing? Okay. You're less than. If you defend that officer in any way, shape, or form, you're less than. And you will never amount to much than less than. I said what I said, and I stand by it. Human beings think that if they watch somebody else suffer, then that means that they're winning. That's what a lot of human beings think. They don't know what winning is. All I'm going to say is peace to George Floyd's family. All of my condolences I'll send out to you. You should not have to go through something this painful, this awful. You should not have to. You don't deserve that. All of my condolences to you. May the peace of the Most High be in your hearts and your souls. All of my respects are to you. The word is behind you, as you know. We're behind you, we're on your side, and we're fighting for you. And we're all just really tired of the mess. I will come back and say this to all of the celebrities, all of the wealthy black people that are talking. The reason Derek Chauvin is able to commit that crime and look straight in the camera while he was doing it is because he knew a couple of things. And what he knew was that George Floyd's color of skin, the people that are represented in the White House don't like it. The people that are in the judicial system that created the laws of this land do not like it. The people that are in the Pentagon do not like it. Corporations do not like it. And because of that, because we don't have lobbyists in the Pentagon, we don't have a group of lawyers that are organized to hold Mr. Chauvin accountable. There is no organization right now that is powerful enough and paid well to hold Mr. Chauvin accountable. That's why the riots were necessary. If wealthy black people in America, you can buy, politicians are bought through endorsements. Lawyers are bought through endorsements, through payments. Why are you just talking? Why is there not a organization of lawyers that are paid by wealthy black people? That organization will just handle cases like this. There should be an organization of black people, and that organization under law will be created to protect and do their own investigation of cases like this and hold officers accountable. Those organizations will have representation in every police station. When there is a crime and there is a black life that's lost in the crossfire, that represented it, whoever that person is, will now take charge of that crime and will be present in the investigation of that crime. And then will report to the headquarters. And then the headquarters will look at the case and, if necessary, will take the case to the Supreme Court and demand that the violations of human rights be looked upon and served. Why are you just talking? Why are you just sitting down and talking? Why are you not collaborating to create an organization that can counter the white supremacist groups? White supremacists are so powerful because they pay politicians. They're so powerful because they pay corporations. They're so powerful because they pay and pay and pay. You have money, you have assets, you have a way, but you sit down and you talk like you're helpless. And you're telling me that you're hurt. How are you hurt and you're not thinking this far ahead? How are you hurt and you're not thinking about creating an organization of black people that will be dedicated and go to the Supreme Court and be recognized by the Pentagon, by the president, by the Supreme Court. That organization, their sole objective will be to protect against white supremacism. Because white supremacism is recognized as a group whose objective is to hurt and kill black people. Why is there no organization that is against it? It's money that speaks. And you have that money. Denzel Washington, Oprah, Tyler Perry. The list goes on. Jay-Z, Beyoncé, Rihanna. You guys are powerful people. Why are you not standing up a little more? Why are you not taking more actions? What are you doing? LeBron James, I know you do a lot, but we need more than just charities at this point. Black people don't need charities anymore. Take all that charity money and put it into an organization that is protecting the lives of black people, because there is an organization whose sole goal is to destroy black people. You have every right to create a strong organization to combat white supremacist and white nationalist groups. The reason they're so powerful is because they pay. And you have the money, and you can pay too. You can pay too. You can buy politicians too, just like white nationalist groups do. Why don't you do it? Why do you just talk? Why? You're not powerless. You have power. Why don't you collaborate with each other? Why don't you have one voice together? Why do you just speak? I'm tired of you talking. We're tired of you talking. We need you to come together. Because that could have been your cousin too. That could have been your uncle. That could have been somebody related to you too. We don't need charities anymore. We need a group that is formed whose sole objective is to protect the black population from white supremacism. That's all I gotta say today. I hope everyone enjoy the rest of the week. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Please stay safe out there. I do not apologize for my anger in this episode. I do not. I am not apologetic. If you have a problem with it, then don't listen to it. Take care, guys. Bye.